Welcome to BigFoamyHead.com, show number 39, Susan the Beer Babe's birthday bash.
There you go.
And we all have our blues names tonight. I am No Feet Johnny Jones.
And I am Smelly C.C. Kennedy.
And I am Fancy Joe Diggs.
And this is Guitar Sue Bernstein. And we have a little... Kathy is trying so hard with her sound effects and has not been able to do it.
That was a bottle of beer
opening. She's pantomiming a beer opener.
My friend Kathy Murata is here. We're going to try to get her on later. And she wants really
we'll try
bad
and get
for
Alan
there
Birch
to be a little
sing us a song
sound
about
effects
empty bucket.
On the microphone.
There's no telling what we're going to have, but we're in full swing with Susan's birthday party. And Susan, describe
and male strippers
what
are
all
on the way.
Yeah, the strippers haven't showed up yet. But describe where we're at and what all
tell us about the theme of your party.
We're in the back pasture here. It's kind of I don't know if trifecta is exactly the right word, but we went with the theme of beer, blues, and barbecue. So there's blues music playing, lots of beer. Tom told people to bring beer. And how many beers do you think were in that?
There's no telling. It's a
like an entire ice bucket.
A big horse watering trough tub full of beer.
Yeah, I think we took a picture. We'll have to put that on the website.
I think we need to make it a quad spectra because we have to add babes to the beer, blues, barbecue, and babes.
And
so that'd be a B quadruple.
Yeah, the
I don't know. That's too much math for me. I like beer cubed.
We're trying to find enough glasses to go around here.
And
but
so we
what are you drinking now?
Well, this is a we got a selection of pale ales.
No, because we're just starting the show. We are just now starting to drink. What
are
we having?
This is a
of the evening.
We were trying to bring something mainstream because there's all these different people here with different tastes. So we've got pale ales, and not everybody likes a pale ale. But we're going to just route it around. There's a mix of beer connoisseurs and beer mainstreams, and some people like Matt who look for the cheapest stuff they can get.
That's right.
And so we're starting off. This is a Saranac Pale Ale, and this is from the East Coast. And we're just going to try a little bit of that.
Rick, you know what I like about that one?
I don't know what I'm drinking.
It's cold.
My glass is full, though.
That one was very cold. That's what I like about that one.
It is cold.
Yeah.
This has got a little bit of hop. Not too much.
That
moments
must have
ago,
been at the bottom of the trough over there.
Moments ago, my cup runneth empty. Now it runneth full. So
it's half full.
Well, it shouldn't be too hoppy because it is, as an ale, it's a top fermenting beer, right? Which means it's not very hoppy.
I want y'all to know, Christy.
Well, no. Where you ferment doesn't matter how.
It doesn't.
No, that's how many hops.
Kathy,
what do you want? Kathy is sample? Giving us a Memphis' own Blue Moon. Do you know that's brewed here in Memphis?
You want to do
Memphis.
We've already done one on it.
Are you enjoying that, Kathy?
Kathy's a bartender.
Because in future moments from now, because I can predict the future, she won't like something we drink.
I like that.
That's nice.
Funny how that works.
Can I introduce one of my good friends here, Angie?
You introduce everybody.
Okay, Angie, come over
Hi,
here.
Angie.
Come over here for a minute. This is my good pal, Angie, who knows me so well that
audio.
She brought
big,
a very nice
audio.
Present for us. She brought the Suck Blow shots.
The
Yay.
Suck Blow
That's what every girl needs.
I'm scared
That's
to
right.
have those.
And every man wants every girl
That's
to
right.
need that.
Every man wants to watch.
Can I do a Helen Redding impersonation?
No.
Angie, baby. All right. That's an old song.
No,
I love it.
You're three beers short of singing.
I will not sing this show.
Don't All you right. want some Suck and Blow?
We want Angie to tell us about the Suck Blow shot. Where did she get it? How much do they cost?
Right.
How can we get many more?
All right,
what
Angie.
Does it say on the package?
How do we get on the menu?
No babies, alcohol included.
Okay. No babies?
No babies.
Oh, is that a baby on there?
Dick that counts us
oh,
out.
Oh, I took that completely different. I was looking at the picture and thinking of something horribly bad.
All right, let's watch you girls do this.
All right, are you going to do that?
I've already done two tonight.
Okay. Well, we're
so.
Going
to
get
the birthday girl
it's a live
to
birthday
to
girl needs to do one.
I guess we can do one live. I'm
All
not
right,
for
so
it.
Birthday girl will suck.
This.
Who's going to blow?
So this is a live podcast
huh?
suck and blow moment.
I'll suck.
I beg your pardon?
All right.
You might need a bib, and you need to stand up.
Wait. Okay. All right. So Rick's gonna he's gonna do a sucking blow.
Please describe the scene.
Okay. This is so exciting.
Okay, so we've got Susan is unscrewing. She's unscrewed one end, and she's unscrewing the second end. Apparently, each end of the tube has a threaded cap.
It appears to be a cherry.
We're doing the red one this time out.
And you're doing a red one,
and I do want you to know, Rick. Wait, Chrissy, let's help him out because you really have to be ready, don't you?
You do. It's gonna come.
It's a shot of Jello.
I mean, it's gonna come fast.
It's gonna come very fast.
Now, what do you mean by that, Christy?
It just
you mean
catches
it leaves the tube
guard.
At a rapid rate?
Yes. If any hits the ground, you're a big wuss.
It really catches you off guard, so you gotta be on your
and now see the Jello is quivering. Rick has inserted his mouth, and Susan is now
hard, Susan.
Blowing. Oh, God.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
You've done this more than once. Both of you.
6 years of Navy training, baby.
Yes. Man.
Wow. Well, that was, I hope somebody took a picture of that.
I think that has to be a first ever on a podcast.
Yeah, I think that was the first ever podcasted
the
suck and
blow.
of a Jell-O shot.
That was
and
great.
His flavor, we're told, is red.
Red, cherry.
Cherry, okay.
Okay, Rick, tell us about that. How did it feel?
How was it?
Was
it good for
that
you?
That was your first
pretty high alcohol.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of booze in that shot.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Good stuff. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Good stuff. Good times.
Get a library channel on us.
Yes.
A little sweaty
times,
balls.
Good times. Sweaty balls. Yeah. A little Alec Baldwin.
First time in either.
Hey, that isn't the first time we've been told about the sweaty balls either.
Oh, right. Yeah. Was that your first time swallowing?
It was, actually. It was.
Yeah, you look like a pro doing it. I'll tell you, we were
I've
all
never swallowed before.
I give you a 10 for that one.
Thank you.
I heard you fake it.
But Rick, was that the first time you swallowed?
That was No Feet Johnny Jones.
he's let his alter ego take over now. All right, so we had our Saranac ale. And,
did we describe that we were Susan's birthday party already?
Yeah.
No, she never did. Did she talk about her? We're in her backyard, the pasture. We got the horse trough full of beer. There's a lot of people here.
Beer, blues, barbecue, and babes.
That's right.
So we're starting to get a little.
My
out
wife
of
is
hand.
Making faces.
We're
here.
Gonna let's.
Can we get my daughter on?
Yeah,
radio?
Yeah, Masha. Because I've had all of my children, and so Masha, Rick's daughter,
Masha.
Is in here taking care of all of the babies. And for a party that involves alcohol, there's a surprising amount of children
there
here.
They are.
And Masha's herding them, trying to keep them out of the beer tub.
She's doing a great job.
My idea of having the milk off just fell flat.
We got to talk about the milk off later. All right, so we've done Saranac. We've got some more beers coming up. We're fixing to play an R.L. Burnside song. And Susan said to play the Poor Black Matty. This is R.L. Burnside.
Poor Black Matty got changed his clothes. Fool got drunk. Closed that door. Poor Black Matty. Ain't got change clothes. Who got drunk? Throw the clothes out the door. Going to Memphis, see that word is found. I'm going, baby, down. Going to Melbourne, see them well about. Reading I'm going, know my baby now. Cherry red,
need no heater. Fucking by my bed. What I got keeps you red.
Giggling.
No, she's just
stop giggling.
We were talking about the second blow.
Second blow.
Yeah, and that right there, like, we're not beverage. Even like a half a second in, and it's already
right.
funny. It's
it
like,
is funny. This so, is
tell us about
show.
Second blow.
Well, it's something that Christy came up with in college.
This is Jamie Beer Baby.
This is Jamie
but this
Beer
is Beer. Which Christy? Birch.
Not your Christy. Christy Birch.
Christy Birch.
Yes. Who okay. also made three of the sauces that I think are in the top running for the best sauces.
Okay. That's right, because we're having a sauce competition.
But you know what?
Our listeners don't know that yet.
Yes, there's a sauce competition. And I think the green, it was really good. But I think just because it's so different, mm-hmm. people are going to...
There's some
gonna,
Argentinian.
There are some Argentinians.
Okay. We had Dick's Five Finger sauce made with Dick's Love.
That's yes. right. A little extra dab of my
Did you
love.
See the comments that somebody wrote? They said they liked your love in it.
Oh,
something
good.
Like there were some
well,
good comments.
Mo loving.
But there was all kinds of Tom sauce.
Tom
Susan
sauce. Tom
couple,
sauce is number one with me.
And Kathy has a
number
whole
one on the hit
wealth
chart.
Of sauces. Out so. There,
did you see who bought? Kathy brought the This Is Not Quirky sauce.
Yeah.
I think it was quirky sauce.
I think it
though.
Was.
Yeah,
I think it was. She was trying to put a ringer in.
I didn't try it.
She tried to throw us off with the.
But we're anxiously awaiting.
Yes, they're doing the
results.
Voting now.
The
results
they're doing
of
the voting now.
Yes. We did a most creative, which I bet is going to go to the green one because it's so different looking.
Yeah.
Okay, then there was the best overall.
Right.
Now, Susan just came up, so let's not talk about what we just talked about her a minute ago.
Well, hi, Susan. Know. Happy birthday.
I just stuck something in the door so that it wouldn't make so much noise. And Alan Birch just moved it out of the way. I said,
that darn Alan.
That's to buffer the sound.
We're going
to
bring
like,
Alan
oh,
in.
And he moved it.
We're going to bring Alan in to sing a song. In.
So we've got to get into the beer, though. We haven't. This is technically section two, since we
yes.
haven't done our intro.
That's okay.
We're going to sample some beers. Are you going to try some of these beers with us?
And we'll try those. But I will say that...
Talking to the mic.
Oh, talking to the mic. That some of the beers have been a big hit with the girls.
Yeah,
so,
you were pimping around.
Which ones?
So, the one, there's a raspberry.
There's a Lindeman's
yes.
Frambois.
And then there was a...
and then Lindeman's Crick.
Yes, the black cherry. And Christy was trying to
get
me.
I didn't even get the black cherry.
I know, because Christy said, Jamie, let's go in the closet and drink it by ourselves.
Y'all were bogarting the bottle.
She was wanting to go in the
closet. I like the fact that there are two women in the closet.
I know. So we didn't advertise that.
What's wrong with that?
That's actually amusing.
There's been crazy stuff already because
I'll be dreaming about that.
A couple of my service club friends brought my birthday party present was the Suck Blow Shots.
There you go. And what
a
club you have.
We've got
to
get a
I'm glad to see they toned it down.
All right. We started off the conversation with Suck Blow, and
yes.
we haven't actually discussed
Suck
what Suck Blow is.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a
Jell-O
shot, and one person has to blow the Jell-O shot into the other person's mouth.
It's like in a cylinder-type plastic.
It's a cylinder with two screw tops, one on each end. Right.
As smart as my sister is, I cannot believe she didn't come up with that concept a long time
ago. The suck and blow?
Wait, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like trying to combine that with alcohol.
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
All right. I'm going to pick a drink. Give me a drink. And I'm going to go get some girl to try it and give you her.
Okay. When you say give me a drink, we're talking about the beers that we have to sample. Okay. We've got a sampling of different
hoppy beers.
Pale ales.
Oh, okay.
And our theory this time is, last time we introduced you guys to the fruit beers
I'm
and whatnot.
I'm going to go get some cups and I'm
okay.
going to get a
so
chick.
We've got a whole...
Susan's
okay.
going to be attention deficit because she is the birthday girl.
Right.
So we will allow her to do that.
And we've got a selection of...
Jamie, you got to anchor the show.
Pale ales.
Okay.
So, have y'all had Chip Johnson on before? He's pretty good.
No, he's just standing right there.
Chip
don't let him open that beer.
Come here, Chip.
So
negative.
we're going to start with the Three Kings Pride and Joy. That's a pretty mellow pale ale, and we've got one of the favorite ones from some of the other shows, the Alpha King, later on.
Okay.
All right. So the pale ale, we're going to crack that open and see who likes it.
I'm about to give Kathy Murata a sample of this beer, and then she's going to tell you what she thinks. Kathy Murata has already had fans on the website because she's one of the hot girls from the Valentine's Day dance show. Is a hot.
Okay, sit down.
Right here.
A California girl, if I remember it.
Yes.
So all we're looking for now is a bottle opener, and we'll be doing good. Yeah, that's the beauty of podcasting. You can be as unprepared as you want.
And we can edit it all out.
And we have to have a glass to pour this in.
Now, what is this we're drinking
Kathy
first?
Does.
Some beer.
A beer.
No, this is the Three Kings Pride and Joy. And so we're all going to do a little sample of Pride and Joy. And there's Kathy's
some more
sample.
Than others, apparently.
And then here's is that empty?
Susan the ADD beer birthday girl
sample, and a little for me and Rick.
Yay! I get some.
You get the
microphone. I
get
foam.
You get.
I love it.
You get foam.
Thank you, Dick.
The 12 ounces don't go as far.
That's
Kathy's
fine.
Got the bulk of it.
Kathy, beer hog. Y'all have got to get a picture of Kathy on the website.
Mm. Okay, that's yum.
What do you think?
Oh, boy, I like that.
I get kind of
Kathy's making the ew face.
Of, I don't know. It tastes like metal.
Tastes like metal?
Tops.
Oh, there's people that love to hear you say that.
Judd, this one's for you.
Smile and you say that.
Let's get another
drink. Okay, so we got all excited about this because this is a nice hoppy beer. Alan, try some of this. We need somebody that likes
Alan
a hop.
Alan Birch. Okay. We won't name what we want to name about Alan Birch.
Alan,
you
this
know
is
Alan
the Three Kings Pride and Joy. It's a mild pale ale. So, Kathy, you didn't care for that?
He likes Alan likes the aroma.
Yeah. Is what it too bitter?
Hoppy. Oh, I thought it was excellent.
Hoppy.
It's a little different from your Miller High Life.
Yeah,
you're
willing
on
a
right
guy.
Now.
This may be a guy's beer.
Wait a minute. He just said, I think the hops were added late. I think he knows what he's talking
what?
About.
What? Okay, well, okay, get down here. May have been added late. We can't hear you from up there.
Yeah. Definitely late additions of hop here.
Yeah, well, it is. That's how you smell it.
And all sorts of stuff.
What do you think?
Come on, Alan.
Busy.
The entire world. Yeah, he's busy drinking it. He's not going to tell. He's swishing. He's swirling. As long as you don't spit on anybody.
Quite chewy.
A chewy beer. Okay.
So this is Three Floyds. Those are the guys that the beer.
Yeah, everybody loves Three Floyds.
Hey, Chris, your husband's really hot.
The Good Beer Show. They rave.
Thank you.
He is for a guy.
Okay. Would you do him, Rick?
No, I wouldn't do him. He's a good looking guy, though. He is a good looking man.
What are you still doing here?
As his wife looks on.
Of course, his wife's pretty cute, too.
All right, so we have men approve, and the women that are here, they've got two thumbs down.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Dang.
But, so I think there's too much cherry beer for Jamie.
I approved completely. I'm a big hop fan. So.
That's right. So, Alan, you'll like this a little better because this is a hoppy beer.
Yeah. Where's that out of?
Three Floyd's out of Indiana.
Come here, Tommy, speaking to the mic. What do you think about it?
Zippy?
Where are these guys at?
Zippy. No, I wouldn't classify it as zippy. It's not bad, though.
Not bad.
It's
the official not bad. Okay.
If there's nothing
he's
else,
going back in for a second time.
What does he think? Here he comes.
That's good.
It's good?
Okay. It's a that's good.
It's a that's good.
Well, it's a pretty, this
I'm
is
sorry.
A pretty mild.
We're in the backyard. It's pitch black. I can't read.
Better
I can't
than
read the labels.
Food, right?
It's a, well, that's all right. We don't have to do the label. We're going to put the details on the website.
Drinkable?
Well, he wants to know where Three Floyds is out of.
You got me. We'll find that out in a minute. So we need to pick a song.
Pick a song?
From one of your...
Munster, Indiana.
Yeah, Munster, Indiana. All right, so we're going to play one of the R.L. Burnside songs, and Susan's going to tell us what it is when we come back. So we're going to get some more beers lined up, some more people lined up, and... Here, what else we got going on here at Susan's birthday?
And we'll actually intro the segment.
Yeah, there you go.
the rolling and tumble, I cried the whole night long.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with Alan Birch.
All right, Alan. Hit it, buddy.
No, that's not the song you're saying.
We had some live blues action, but apparently, Eric, you get a lot of foam in your
the
beer.
The man
now.
Decided not to sing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a big foamy beer, big foamy head on this beer.
Well, he's got an extra big foamy head.
So we got No Feed Johnny Jones here with Screamin'.
What's your name?
Screaming Lucille Johnson.
Screaming Lucille. Alan, did you get a name? I did. You can't read it upside
smoking
down.
Barney Tyler.
I was Flaming Barney Tyler, but they wouldn't accept that. They said they wouldn't drink beer with me if my first name is Flaming.
Flaming,
so
okay.
I became Smoking Barney Tyler.
Smoking Barney Tyler. Okay.
You've got a good voice for us.
And we got a
what's
talk
your
about.
I am Fancy Joe Diggs.
Yeah,
she
intro'd the show.
Hey, I wanted to be screaming and somebody else be moaning, but they wouldn't do it.
Oh, really?
No.
Hopefully your husband was moaning while you were screaming.
I like screaming better myself.
I like moaning Mona.
But we need to explain where these fake names came from. These are at Susan's party. She insisted that no one use their real names, and so we had to draw from bags coming into the door to compose a name, right?
Oh, and yes. In fact, we could even put this on the website about how to pick your own blues name.
Yeah.
Each one starts. The first name is either an adjective or a physical infirmity.
Okay. Yeah, like blind.
Yes. Okay. No feet. Right. And then the second one is usually like a name, and then the last one or a place. The second one can be a place, and then the third one is usually a presidential last name.
Okay. So it has to be three. So these are everybody's got their blues name.
Yes.
That's the thing, because
mine
this is the
Guitar Sue Bernstein.
Okay,
and I just got lucky with
the
Sue. I was just excited to have that.
I don't understand how I got smelly.
Yeah, because you're known for your wonderful fragrance.
Is that what it is?
And so has everybody else. I'm sure that
they got asthmatic.
Yeah, asthmatic. Yeah, wheezing.
They handed Dick his name.
That's
here
right.
You go. You were smelly.
Here. You don't have to pick. We already done it. We done it for you. So we all have our fake names, and we're all drinking and trying out some from the Marin Brewing Company, Mount Tam Pale Ale. Alan?
Mount what?
Mount Tam, T-A-M, Pale Ale. And this I found out, not that I care one way or the other, But this is the Moylan's Brewing Company. They used to be called this. There was apparently some big upheaval with the Marin Brewing Company, and so now they're Moylan's. And we're going to be drinking some Moylan's on a later show. So what do we think about this? This is a
very good.
Pretty good pale ale. I think this is better than a Saranac.
It's got a big nose.
Got a two-finger right. head on it here.
And Tom's going to try some of this.
Yeah,
this
it had a huge this head. Is a it's pale. Got a great nose.
Yeah. You want to try some of this, Tom? This is Tom Morata, not Tom Mascari, joining us. We're
Tom Morata, Top Gun Navy pilot.
There we go. Rick, what do you think? Yeah, see, you've got your glass label.
Beer.
It is a pretty good beer. It's a good everyday.
Pale
yeah,
ale, yeah,
a crisp pale ale. Good words. Man, you're just full of the good.
Yeah,
the
I got three more.
Okay.
And then you're spent.
And then I'm done. Next.
So Christy told us he's good for about 6 words and he's done. He just rolls over.
But what words they are. Man.
All right, Tom.
Very
Morata.
Heavily weighted.
Tom Morata, what do you think?
It's got a little bitter to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little hot. Well,
yeah,
that's
hoppy.
The pale ale.
It's hoppy.
That's the pale ale for it. What were you drinking before?
Diet Coke.
Oh, okay.
Now, I've got a funny story about Tom Morata. During the Valentine's Day dance, Tom was standing there, and I had a fresh pitcher of a piss beer, and I decided Tom needed a little bit more piss beer, so I poured it into his glass, and I mixed it with his Coke.
He had beer Coke.
He manned up and drank it, so I'm impressed. But
his beer on top of rum and Coke.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty awful.
And who doesn't like that, huh?
It's the thought that counts, right?
All right, so Susan's like hostessing all over the place. She won't hold still. She's like spinning around.
She's ADD.
Yeah, so we've got we're in the backyard, and I see the giant inflatable beer mug with the parties here. And
drinking some fine beers, listening to some blues.
We had
a ton of barbecue earlier.
That's right, and we cranked the blues down a little. Yeah, and we're still waiting on, I think the results are almost in, right? The barbecue sauce judging. Which we've been anxiously awaiting on. And the deal was with Susan's party, you had to bring in either blues to go into the community beer, beers to go into the community beer trough, blues music, or homemade barbecue sauce for the sampling. And there was, about 9 different sauces. They range from sweet to hot to a green
chimichurri
sauce. Okay.
And Big Foamy Head was brought in as the... pets.
Yeah, we're just Susan's bitches.
Yeah.
I think that's
we're her boys, I think. <that's>,
she said, here, tote that, lift that, quit your whining. And so
we're
going
to
find
out. We're glad to do it, though. It's a good party.
Yeah. So we've got some barbecue results coming in, and let's play another R.L. Burnside track, and this is one for Tom's, Tom Mascari's track. This is Skinny Woman.
Good little woman, she
is another one of our favorite blues songs that we picked out a bunch of special songs for tonight. In fact, Christy and her husband Alan made me a very nice blues CD, and so did Chip and Carrie. And Jamie and Matt attempted to make me a blues CD.
And they made hundreds of sauces.
But what happened with your blues
CD? We downloaded all the music on Walmart.com, but I couldn't get it to actually
burn
to the CD. I don't know what the problem was. So I have paid for all these blues songs.
We need to find Kenny, because Kenny can do anything.
Kenny's the man.
Yeah, if you're out there, Kenny, I need you.
Help.
So I step away and
we've
and
taken over.
Over.
Get your little self away.
You just listen to the podcast later and you'll hear the announcement.
The title has changed.
Speaking of competitive, I want Christy and Jamie, the tennis babes, to talk about their tennis match. Because these are tennis babes.
It's official.
Do we have video?
She's really good.
These are the closet drinkers, too.
And Christy, for as little as she is, carried me through our whole tennis match.
We should say Christy is some tiny little, I don't
Christy
know.
Is
I hate to say midget, because that makes her sound ugly. But
tiny and cute.
She's petite. That's
yes,
the word.
And I hate to
like
spoil
a very
this.
Macho man husband.
Yes, for all of my fans out there in podcast land, I'm not that little and not that cute.
Yes,
little Christy is so little and so cute. We
positive
get out
affirmation
there.
Time.
Yes.
You are so cute.
You are the greatest.
She's
a hot beer, babe.
Yes.
So anyway, so Christy said, Jamie, hop on my back. Let's get this thing done. No. We're going to kick these girls' asses because they were being mean to me. They were being mean to me, and they were so nice to
you?
Christy.
Personally? About what?
Just about
because she
everything.
Hit one of them with a ball. That's all.
Oh, who cares about that? Just go whack them with a racket, man.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
anyway. She was playing the game.
I'm going to take my knife to your knee and let's see what's
yeah,
going on.
That's right. And they tried to bully me, and I said, you cannot bully the bully.
You got a PBR standing by.
No, I was going to have an old fa- or old
an old,
old,
style.
Old style. Old style. I don't have an old style, do I?
All right, so what are you girls drinking now?
Okay, we don't have anything.
Invisible beer.
Yes.
I would like something. I want to say, because I was talking about this on the beer report.
That was a fascinating tennis segment, by the way.
The beer report.
We were riveted, man. We couldn't wait to hear the end of what happened.
Do you know that?
We'll leave you hanging.
Something.
Hey, guys. We ended up winning and beat these girls really bad. And I was so nervous because they were being sort of not nice. And I wanted to win so bad because I'm so competitive. But anyway, we ended up winning. So the story's over.
Yeah,
that's
we won.
That's
we kicked ass. Thank
you. Yay, good for you guys.
We're undefeated.
Yes.
Yay. Yeah. And do y'all wear like long tennis pants or like short tennis skirts?
We were nothing.
Hey,
nothing.
Listen,
now that will be discussed.
Okay, that leads us into the Brazilian
yes.
wax.
Listen,
if
right.
you're going to wear nothing on the tennis court, you really need Brazilian wax.
Yes,
right?
you do.
Yeah, now listen, Carrie, we really are amateurs.
KJ.
KJ.
Let's not give names.
KJ. The killer dog, they call it. She really is a tennis professional. And she does not wear underwear when she plays tennis. And I just told Chip, her husband, because Chip and I have this thing going on with each other. And I said, Chip, I'm doing Carrie's method of underwear optional. But I really mean like while playing tennis. It's brought out a new person to me.
You
that's
really?
What, yes, I'm
well,
not
see, I borrowed Susan's tennis skirt, so I would not do that to her.
I got to check this out.
Thanks, Susan. Yes.
Yeah, and so we have to say thank you for joining us on the Beer and Tennis podcast.
That's right, yes.
But I want to say, speaking
all things girly.
Apparently hey, guys, look at the boys over there. The boys were just chugging the 4-foot beer. What was that about? They were picking it up. Oh, that's crazy talk. Well, as I was trying to say, when somebody asked me what I was drinking, I was actually talking about this on thebeerreport.com with Groucho and Chud. They PayPal me $2 for every time I mention their name.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. So anyway, I'm drinking Pete's Wicked Strawberry Blonde. And to me, you don't get a lot of...
You are a wicked strawberry blonde,
yes,
Susan.
You don't get a lot of strawberry from it, but, I mean, a lot of the guys on that website were saying it was too chick beerish for
you
them.
You know what?
But
we have a guy here. Let's see what
here,
Tommy thinks
Tommy
of the
Ewing,
chick beer.
Try the chick beer and see if you think it tastes chick beerish or not.
Chick beer or not chick beer? So here it is. He's drinking it, and he's coming in here. He's coming in.
This is my friend Tommy Ewing, and I would love for him to do his broadcast voice
Tommy,
because
you,
he is a good
Susan,
one.
Susan, do you want to do some of this editing?
Yes.
Because we got to edit this crap out.
All
know?
Right, what do you think of the chick beer?
I'd have to say it definitely has a chick beerish flavor to it. It's definitely got a little strawberry twang to it, so...
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
For me, that's a thumbs down.
What if you're trying to get in your wife's pants? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Smelly, you're back in.
To Do what now? If I had to drink it to get into my wife's pants, that'd be a thumbs up. But I
mean, hey, there you go. That's a beer rating.
Exactly.
Will it get me in my wife's pants?
I gotta be honest, right?
I meant would she like it?
Oh, yeah, she would probably like it. Yes.
I would think she would.
How does it rate with that date rape drug? What's that called?
I don't know.
Hey, there we go. Good. Y'all passed the test. You didn't know the name of the date rape drug.
Yes.
All right.
Woo! All right. Well, we need another beverage.
Let's bring Smelly back in.
Smelly,
and,
you're back in.
Smelly, who doesn't answer his phone calls.
Oh, here we go. All right. So, what's our next beer we got on tap here? Anybody? Smelly?
Yeah, looking for it.
Here we go. We have a Blue Heron Pale Ale. Am I going to like it? Is it a chick beer?
No, it's going to be a hoppy beer.
I think you're going to make
Dick
it
brought all face. hoppy stuff.
All right. Let's go for the next one.
All right. Hang on a minute. We're looking for the beer opener now. I saw several people were drinking the Blue Heron earlier. So other people
I've got a nice warm opener in my pocket.
Taste.
Oh, that is kind of warm.
Yeah.
I keep it in my pocket to keep it warm.
You have got a that's the most ass backwards
Jamie?
Way of opening a beer I've ever seen.
That's not right.
You started from the far side.
And you call yourself a beer babe.
I didn't say that.
You did.
Yeah. Sit down.
Okay.
Right
I'm
now.
Trying to.
Sit down, Smelly.
I'm looking for a place to.
Where are you going?
So the party's starting to break up.
We're getting rid of the lightweights. There goes lightweight one, lightweight two by Christine Allen.
So Christy and Alan are leaving.
The wussies are checking out.
Yes. Bye, lightweights.
All right. Bye, Alan. No stops on the side of the road now.
Oh, goodbye.
So where's our little beer?
Okay. Dick has gone totally impromptu. All right. My glass runneth empty. Damn, we're at 10 minutes already on the segment.
Well, you know, we're going to try a little. All right, I'm pouring a little. Tilt that glass a little for me.
Hey, I drank out of the bottle.
There you go. Okay, so we're going. Well, this is the Blue Heron.
Multi
ale.
Nose, not real hoppy nose, real multi nose.
Yeah, but I have had this beer before, and Jamie.
Yes.
What do you think about this?
Let's take a test. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've had so many tonight that it's not bad.
This is nice and sweet. I could drink a few of these.
I don't know if it's.
I wouldn't want to have to drink these all night long.
This has got a lot of hops to it.
This would tear me up if I had to have
a lot of aftertaste, a lot of hop to it.
Blue Heron, huh?
Yeah.
Blue Heron.
I mean, this is one of those that. I got to tell you, the only thing I don't like about this is
them
the hop
dudes are cool. We recommend
you.
Them, but only three.
Yeah, this it's
not a case.
It's
just a few.
It's a high alcohol too.
I think I actually brought this.
Now, somebody brought some of these. That's one of the ones I brought, but others had it here. Yeah.
So are these from Jackson, Tennessee?
We brought some from Jackson.
Over
yes.
from Jackson.
They're imported.
We imported
from Jackson,
some
Tennessee.
From Jackson, yes.
There was no issue with you bringing it across the city line. Right?
No, not across the county.
So anyway, all right. So the Blue Heron, though, I saw a couple of your husband, I believe, was drinking on some Blue Heron earlier.
Yeah, he liked it.
It's a little bit of a hoppy beer.
One
ringy got a phone
dingy,
call.
Two ringy dingies.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me ask you this. Were you offended by my Yo Mama jokes? I was just kidding.
No, not at all.
No, because she said them to Marge, your mother.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you weren't talking to me.
All
right. Or I'd come across the table on you. I had to get my knife out.
Well, no, Dick wouldn't have gotten no loving or kissing from the Yo Mama's with Trey, because Trey's his son.
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
So.
That's
right. So anyway, the Blue Heron, you know, this one's tasting actually not as hoppy as some of the ones I've had.
No, it's nice. It's sweet. It doesn't have any.
I think this one has settled a little bit. Well, Rick, I think we're about coming to the
too
end.
Close. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, I know, but one more thing. Did we talk about the beers that the chicks loved?
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that really fast, because this is a note to all the guys out there.
But that's
podcast
you had some
that's
special
easy.
Advice.
Here's the advice of the day. Fruity beer equals chicks. You want to get the chicks, bring the fruity beer, because everybody was all over.
And who doesn't want the chicks, man?
And who doesn't want the chicks?
And you, this is the one where earlier we were talking about y'all were going into a closet to drink the beer.
Christy Birch was trying to get me to go into the closet because there was only one bottle at my tennis partner.
They're pantyless tennis partners.
Pantyless tennis partners. And
I love that concept.
Yes.
Pantyless tennis partners.
It's only because there's no lines.
Yes, you do not.
Yeah, you don't want panty lines or whatever.
So she was trying to get me to go into the closet because there's only one left, and Susan was trying to be nice and sharing it with all her friends, and we didn't want to share, but you know how it goes.
Susan's kind of attention deficit, but she's already wandered off.
So the fruity
she can cry
beer.
If she wants to.
The fruity beer was a hit. Now, what was that we had again?
The Lindemans.
Lindemans, yeah, the framboise and the...
Many of our friends would poo-poo the Lindemans, but... Yeah. So
no, it works for...
If you guys like them?
Yeah. The girls love
them. Hell yeah, go out and buy them.
Yeah, okay. And we were trying to get you to go back home to get some more, but I guess you didn't.
Well, we are going to do a beer run to Wisconsin. So
that's right. We'll bring some of those real good ones back that you got. Yeah.
Anyway, let's wrap it up. And this is show 39, and we're loving you guys. And this is Susan's birthday party, 33.
Yep. Happy birthday,
Susan. A young woman.
All right. Thanks a lot. See you next time.
Drive safe. Bueno.
Yeah, you know it wasn't for bad luck. People that wouldn't have no luck at all. Yeah, you know it wasn't for bad luck. People that wouldn't have no luck at all. Ain't no bad looking show been following me ever since I began to crawl. Oh Lord, to put a telephone. Yeah, I beg for nigga. Oh Lord, to put a telephone. Yeah, I want to talk to my baby. Yeah, no, she been gone so long. To my grave.